You're listening to SBS News.
The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, continues to argue for the repealing of the Medivac laws. A bill that would allow that has passed the House of Representatives, and the Senate is likely to vote on the matter in October after it considers the findings of a Senate inquiry that's now underway. Peter Dutton has told Radio 2GB people have been deliberately harming themselves to try to get a medical transfer to Australia.
It really frustrates me that Labor's passed this law which compels us to bring people to Australia for medical attention and gives us no ability to send them back once that medical assistance has been provided. And when you've got people who are self-harming simply to come to our country, then that really is a very bad outcome for everybody concerned.
Mr. Dutton also pointed out that only 4 of 111 refugees transferred under the laws have actually been treated in hospital. Refugee lawyers say that's a moot point because people can still be quite sick even if they don't need a hospital admission. Lawyer Jennifer Cannis from Maurice Blackburn also rejects Peter Dutton's argument that he can't send people back after they've been brought to Australia for medical care.
The Medivac law leaves untouched the minister's powers in relation to sending people back. It has no impact on those powers. The Medivac law is very clear that people who are brought to Australia under that law are brought here for the temporary purpose of medical treatment. We see no impediment in returning people other than their health and well-being and their you know, what they need in relation to medical care.
George Newhouse from the National Justice Project says prior to Medivac, some people suffered permanent injuries and even lost their lives after medical care was delayed.
I have men whose surgery on their hands was delayed so long that they'll never be able to use their hands ever again. There was a man who died as a result of delayed intervention into his mental health care. You had critical injuries that were not being attended to on Manus and Nauru, and people were dying as a result.
George Newhouse says the federal government's campaign against Medivac is an attempt to divert attention from the government's failure to resettle people who've spent up to 6 years on Manus and Nauru.
They're simply trying to deflect attention from their policy failure, their inability to deal with resettling those people by blaming Medivac laws. The problem is all of their own making. There are hundreds of people getting sicker by the day on two remote islands in the Pacific, and all the government can do is have a hissy fit about Medivac because they have no policy solution.
This week, the federal court rejected the government's argument that it did not have jurisdiction in the cases of more than 50 refugees who required medical treatment. Jennifer Cannis says it's not right that asylum seekers have to argue for medical treatment in the courts. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.